University Radio Nottingham.
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 Welcome back to The Pulse. So we have our last story of the day, which is at 6 o'clock tonight, Theresa May is to face a vote of no confidence from Tory MPs. She faces a vote in her leadership later after 48 of her Conservative MPs called for one to be held. But defiant Mrs May vowed to contest the vote with everything she's got. She warned that a new Prime Minister would be faced with the choice of delaying or even stopping Brexit. A majority of Tory MPs have publicly said they will back the MP in the vote, which runs for 2 hours from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, but it is a secret ballot. Immediate statements of loyalty for the Prime Minister were issued by every member of her cabinet, including several who have been touted to be possible successors, including Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. But so far, 174 Tory MPs have publicly said they will vote for her, with 34 publicly against, according to BBC Research, and she needs to secure the vote of 159 MPs to survive. So, I mean, with that data, it looks as though she probably will survive. But what do you think? Do you think this vote should be being held, or do you think this is just a distraction in the, you know, what's going on with Brexit at the moment?
It is 100% a distraction. Yeah. I don't actually think that she will lose this vote. I think that if she did, it would be an absolute tragedy. We're already in the middle of a national crisis. We don't need a leadership contest right now. I think that a lot of Tories, the Tory backbenchers, are the ones that are pushing for this vote. And I think that actually people just don't know what to do. People don't know what's going on. People don't know if there should be no deal or we should stick with this deal. And it just kind of seems a way to honestly distract from the main issue. And just there's no one else that can do what she's doing right now. And I just think when push comes to shove, no one will want to take that position. If they do, they're just going to do the same as she is. She's doing the best she can. She's just doing her job. And I just think it's a shambles.
To be honest as well, I mean, you're right with saying she's doing the best she can do, because she didn't want to leave in the first place. It is a hard job. She's come in to do something, you know, when she took over, that is an incredibly different thing to do. It's not like she could have just walked in and, you know, everything that was being promised by the Brexiteers was just a load of rubbish, to be honest, because they actually had no founding for the things they were promising. And, you know, she's had to come in and deal with people expecting, you know, everything that the bus was telling them. When, you know, in reality, it's a lot harder than that. It's a lot more difficult. And so I actually think, yeah, OK, the deal might be not what everybody wants in it. It's a bit of a mess, but she's trying her best. And she's sticking by it, because there is talk now that we could have another, you know, we could have another vote on Brexit. And, you know, people have said that that would be OK and it could go ahead. But she's turned around and said, no, we're not doing it, because it would just be further delays.
And it would be a failure in democracy. And I am not a Brexiteer in any shape. Way, shape, or form. I very much would like to remain in the European Union. However, it was a democratic vote. And actually, there was a large turnout. No matter what people say, there was a large turnout for the vote. And I just, someone brought up today in the House of Commons that in 1997, there was a vote about the Welsh independence. And it was, the vote was 50.3% voted to stay and 49.7% voted to leave, and that was the tiniest margin, and there was no question about it. That was the majority. Mm-hmm. They stayed. So, you know, you do have to respect the process. And I just think she's really tried to come up with something that is better than a no deal. I mean, I can't say I have a huge deep understanding of the deal. I know some aspects of it. Other aspects, obviously, are still quite confused. She has gone back to Europe. She is trying to get a better deal. I think that Europe doesn't want us to leave, so obviously they're not going to give us a good deal. And
yeah,
I just,
they're not making it easy for her. They're not going to turn around and just give her everything that, you know, exactly. England wants.
Why should they? It's not in any way their interest to do that. It's us that want to leave.
We chose to leave, so it's like...
So, I mean, I just think this is stupid, and this vote, to be honest. And I just personally think this is them, I don't know, trying to stall it, maybe.
By time, it's like they're trying to, like, distract, like they're trying to say, like, oh, this is so bad because of Theresa May. No, it's bad because it's bad. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, but
nobody's
the leader
do
makes
better.
Not that much difference. Like, fair enough, she could have gone about it slightly better, but realistically.
But also, she is really trying. Like, if you see her, you know, in interviews, you've seen her dancing in foreign countries, you've seen her going door to door, you've seen her, you know, trying to be relatable. And okay, she doesn't always necessarily succeed at that, but she is really trying to be the Prime Minister for what the people wanted and for the people.
It's hard because Brexit was basically a 50-50 vote, so it's virtually impossible to do anything. Well, it's completely
that's going to make everyone happy.
We're completely divided.
And, you know, so it's like, obviously, she's not going to be liked or successful. Neither is anyone leading Brexit. Like, what are they expecting from that? I just think.
What I also think is very bizarre is that our Brexit secretary, I mean, obviously, we know Dominic Raab resigned. We now have Stephen Barclay as our Brexit secretary. I just think that why haven't we heard anything from him? Where is he in all of this? You know, she's taken the whole rap.
In charge of the whole thing. Like, I guess she's Prime Minister. She knows that, like, being the Prime Minister is going to be hard.
Yeah, like, everything, but, the back ends with her.
It's like, he is the Brexit, that's his sole job. So it's like,
I mean, it's kind of hard to play devil's advocate here. And I know there will be people at home who'll be like, oh, but she could have gone about it better or have all these different opinions on her. But at the end of the day, in my personal opinion, I think she's just doing the best she possibly could. And she is trying. And I think that's the most we can ask for anybody. And I don't know whether, okay, this is a very controversial thing, but do you reckon people have an issue with her because she's a woman? I don't think gender into it, but
do you think, that said,
not necessarily within her cabinet,
her image, I reckon,
her image, yeah, like publicly, do you reckon her image is, you know,
it's definitely easy to ridicule.
She has to show, like, prove herself more.
She has to work double as hard, and she has to, that more is expected of her because she's a woman and because there are still a lot of men, not just men, but there are a lot of people that think that she's not capable of doing the job, and that is partly because she actually is quite sensible and gets on with it, and that's a difficult personality to have as Prime Minister, but that is, in my opinion, that is what we need right now. You know, we don't need someone like Nigel Farage coming out acting like an idiot, or even Boris Johnson, you know, trying to be all funny and like, oh, look at me, I'm the funny man, I'm this big leader. We just need someone who's doing the job, and that's what she's doing.
Well, that's kind of all we have time for, because, you know, but keep in contact and know that keep watching it on the TV, and, you know, it'll come out, the vote will come out, and, you know, just be aware of what's happening. I doubt she will resign, but yeah, 6 o'clock tonight, it is starting. And just breaking news now, ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen has been jailed for 3 years. So just a bit of breaking news there, but keep up to date with what's happening. Thank you for listening to The Pulse. Listen in tomorrow for more on this and for more very much interesting stories. And have a lovely Christmas. We are going to leave you now with Wham with Last Christmas.